Time to punch our Weeboo cards. We're going to be talking about some of our favorite anime games, including some that are coming up later this year, as well as the new Red Dead Redemption 2 trailer, and what we've been playing with special guest Alexis Torres. That all happens right now on Inventory Full.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
Professionals.
I like how that made it out of air.
We're listening to the sweet sounds of Persona 5, one of the most popular anime games of all time, because it came out last year, and it just hit every single... Like, Alexis, the last time we were hanging out, we played this music for a friend. Just because, like, look at how smooth this is.
She's so good.
Welcome to Inventory Full. I'm one of your hosts, the Internet's Mark Budonica, joined by Nate Miller.
What's up, nerds?
Stacey Nate Miller here. Hey, too bad. I skipped over you.
Man.
That's fine.
No.
I was expecting what's up.
I did too much.
Did you?
I did too much.
Speaking of doing too much, Alexis Torres is here.
Hello.
All planned.
Too much, but not extra.
You haven't seen me on Fridays. Okay, what?
Oh, because rumor has it you have to get down on Friday.
Yeah, correct.
And now I'm back to one. Welcome to the show, everybody. Kind of a slow news week. Like, there wasn't too much when it comes to gamer news, but this is where the culture part comes in, and my lack thereof. We're going to start off. Alexis, you're new to the show, in case people aren't familiar with your goodness.
Hello.
What are some of your gaming sensibilities, and what have you been playing recently?
We have 2 hours, right? oh man, gaming sensibilities. I haven't thought about that in a while.
Some of your favorite styles.
Yeah, I guess I'm definitely more of an RPG person, for sure. I mean, as you can tell from my weird excitement for Persona. But yeah, I think I usually stick with that. I know that my top favorite games are Dragon Age, Legend of Zelda, but like it's more along the lines of that, and I pretty much just only play, well, you know, one of the games I play on Steam that I can't really say out loud, but puzzle games is also one of my favorites as well.
Is this Dream Daddy?
No.
We'll talk about that after here.
No,
but
it's definitely a puzzle game. It's a puzzle game.
I'm gonna keep guessing.
But
if you can actually guess it, go for it. But it's definitely a puzzle. It's definitely a puzzle game. It's definitely for adults, and it's awesome.
Is part of the title in another language?
No, it's actually in English.
Okay, I mean, narrowing it down.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it is a Japanese game, but don't quote me on that. But yeah, I'm mostly definitely. I really love story. That's kind of how my gaming process works. I do play first person shooters and things like that, but when they combined it with Destiny, like how it was like a really good story, but also first person shooter. That's kind of where I'm at. I'm like right in the middle.
Dig it.
Yeah.
You look like you're.
Did you play Destiny 2?
I did. Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna play the new expansion tomorrow?
If I have money, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I would say stick with what you got because you're playing God of War right now too.
I'm trying to finish because right now I'm in between Persona 5 and God of War because I'm sharing a disc with my husband right now. So when he's playing God of War, I'm playing Persona, and then we switch off. So yeah.
Has he beaten God of War yet?
Yep.
Then you don't have to switch. Just keep.
Well,
it.
He just finished it.
Just keep it.
Yeah.
Because I saw you were playing it yesterday. How far do you think you've gotten?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I think that's the one thing I like about God of War is that the fact that I can't tell how far I've gotten because I'm okay with being stuck in a story for a while and doing stupid side quests forever. So
I started playing over the weekend too, and the one thing sometimes it can be pretty clear on when you're doing a side quest, and when it's not. I was rowing around a river for about an hour being like, oh, this is important to the story. And then I'm like, what? Why can't I find this? And I looked at a walkthrough and it said, oh, yeah, you just go up to the door and you press start button and you come right through. And I'm like, well, all right.
Good job, buddy.
So there's you're Kratos. You're Greek. You can't speak. You can't speak or read any of the Norse runes.
No.
So
that's what boy is for.
That's what boy is for. go up to like an urn and it says something. You're like, oh, I can't read that yet. Which is like right next to the entrance of a temple. It's like, oh, I can't read that yet. Oh, okay. I guess we have to go around and find these language guides. And then I couldn't find them all.
Yep.
I was like, oh, that's weird. There's nothing left to do in this area.
Damn it. Try again.
I thought it was like a puzzle, but it was like no.
Just go do other things.
And what pissed me off is later in the game, you reach a door that doesn't necessarily have like that doesn't have a crevice in it, so that Kratos could just power it open.
Yeah.
He says, Kratos is like, we can't open this door. There's no place for me to power through. And I went, damn it. You have to know that she, why are you... Any door Kratos can open, because he's a strong boy. But I'm really enjoying it, and I'm excited to get through it a little bit
I think
more.
It's very interesting how, because it's all one take or one shot or whatever you want to call it, that I forget sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, did I save? What am I doing?
It's that Vine. Did I say... did I save? Wait. Did I save? Save. Like, you save immediately.
Yeah,
you save twice.
Yeah, I usually save at least 3 or 4 times just because I've done that before where I played... I don't know what game it was. It might have been Dragon Age 2, where I was playing that and I realized that I was in a story and then there was a mission and then another big thing for the story arc and then another one and I was like, I've been playing for a while. Did I save? Boss battle. Died. Started from last checkpoint. No. Way back when. And I was like, well... That's less
garbage.
Learned. Just going to just every time I touch something. Oh, I got a coin. Save. Oh, I got another coin. Save. Oh, that person looked at my things. Okay, yeah, save.
Hypersensitive though. After one misstep, like it's like, all right. Well, I just lost at least an hour worth of play time.
It was definitely never more than that.
Save all the time.
It was like two days worth of gaming, and I lost it all in one battle. I was so mad.
Gotta put the game down.
I almost did. Right, I was like, yo, I can't.
Just take a break.
People, yeah. I think my neighbors thought that I was being murdered because I screamed so loud that someone was like, "Lex, is it okay?" And I was like just hyperventilating and crying in my Chinese food. It was awful. It was an awful day.
It's a very vivid story.
I've had moments though where I have like lost all of that progress and I'm like, oh, I'll come back to this, and I never do. I come back to the game to put it back in the box to take it to GameStop to trade it in.
It's really hard sometimes. Yeah. I mean, knowing that you have to repeat everything.
Fool me twice, God. Shame on me.
Yeah, FF10 is never going to get finished by me. Just saying.
Even with the HD remake? And the HD remake again?
I don't know. I can't treasure. Do it.
Stardew in chat says, I don't care, I'm getting every treasure in God of War. Good
no,
luck!
No, good for you, because I can't do it. It's hard.
Good luck. Stacey, what have you been playing this weekend?
Not much. I've been playing a lot of Overnight, a lot of Fortnite.
Overwatch
games. They have now melded into one.
Whoa. I play that game.
Don't leak the E3 announcement already, Stace.
Game in my mind.
Oh my God, I love it.
Okay, so we'll talk a little bit more about Fortnite because there are two pretty big Fortnite stories this week. Yeah. So we'll put a pin in that.
Is Kanye
we'll
playing
come back
it now?
To that. No, Thanos is playing it now.
What?
Not an exaggeration. What? Hey, Nate, what are you playing? Oh, yeah. What did you play this weekend?
I've been traveling this week, so I played a lot of Hearthstone. Mm-hmm. I'm still kind of messing around with the new cards and their new that new PvE system that they have, where you're kind of playing it against the bosses. I've been playing a lot of PUBG. Had a really big patch for that. Mm-hmm. Huge updates to scopes, game balance in terms of like weaponry and stuff. They added a map selector, which a lot of people are happy about.
How is that working out?
Honestly, I like a lot of the changes, but there's something with this patch. I've had awful performance issues, and it
really?
Seems like looking at Reddit, it seems like a lot of other people are too, which makes me feel better. Hmm. But it's pretty bad. Like 6 months ago, bad. Like, oh. I forgot how bad the game had been before. I was like, wow, all right. Yeah, and then I played one game of Darwin Project today. I finally downloaded it and gave it a little...
So how did that run?
...adventure. It was interesting. It runned really well. It looks good. Mm-hmm. It looks like there's a lot to unpack in that game. It just kind of throws you in, which is interesting. I don't know. I need to play it a few more times before I can really tell you much about it, because I really don't know anything about it.
All right. Dig it. Let's get started with this new Red Dead Redemption trailer. We finally have it. Well, we've had a date. October 26th. PC nowhere to be found in this announcement.
They just want me to buy it twice.
It's coming to PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. Let's take a look at this and talk over the great American past that is 1899.
But trust me, we will. Wake him up a little. This whole thing is pretty much done. We're more ghosts than people.
Can't tame the West. A little bit of a side note to this. This talks about sort of, you know, it's the turn of the century. This is what Rockstar had to say about the trailer. America, 1899. The end of the Wild West era has begun as lawmen hunt down the last remaining outlaw gangs. Those who will not surrender or succumb are killed. After a robbery goes badly in the western town of Blackwater, Arthur Morgan and the Vanderlyn gang are forced to flee. With the federal agents and the best bounty hunters in the nation massing on their heels, the gang must rob, steal, and fight their way across the rugged heartland of America in order to survive. As deepening internal divisions threaten to tear the gang apart, Arthur must make a choice between his own ideals and loyalty to the gang who raised him. Okay. It's always interesting how... with Rockstar Games, I'd say also with Ubisoft Games, they all sort of inform each other. And with the heists, the heist that was the entirety of Grand Theft Auto V, it seems like they might be refining that system in this, as well as moving a little bit forward to then influence whatever Grand Theft Auto VI might be. The game is gorgeous. And I would get it just to sort of walk around and look at all of the sites. Definitely if you have a PS4 Pro or an Xbox One X. I don't know about PC though. It's probably not going to come out.
I think it looks good, but I'm not overly impressed. I kind of expected more,
yeah,
to be honest. But maybe we'll see how it actually plays.
I mean, a lot of that looked like it was an engine.
Yeah.
And if it's anything like how God of War plays an engine, where it's just seamless transition, like you, the only reason you know that it's a cutscene is the UI goes away. It's going to be something impressive. And if it got delayed for refinement, hopefully refinement, it's going to be pretty boss. What did y'all think about this trailer?
Looks like a fun world to run around in.
So many mountains to climb.
So many. Lots of trouble to cause.
How many Westworld Easter eggs do we get?
Ooh.
I mean, there's an Infinity War Easter egg in God of War. So whatever.
I was not aware.
Yeah. I know that there is, but I haven't looked at where it is just in case it's like, and I know the next
Oh, that's true. Game. Yeah, that would suck.
Oh, hey, around the ending, when this happens, you can find it. Nope. I just know that it's there.
All right, not to know.
Hopefully I'll see it.
I've never played Red Dead.
Any of the Red Deads?
Yes, that. I've always wanted to. I think my husband has played it, and he's been raving about it since the trailer first came out. So I know that I'll probably be watching him play, and then eventually I probably will jump onto it, so... That's usually how that works in our household.
I think Steve is pointing us to our... No. This is our protagonist from Red Dead Redemption 1, John Marston. Like, his scars are still fresh. They haven't quite healed. So he's a youngin' in this. This is 12 years before the events of the first game. So it's kind of cool that they dropped... Oh, yeah, he's in it! But we don't know if this is just... Oh, he's in a mission or two, or how involved he actually is.
Cool beans.
But I'm excited for this. I didn't play too much of Red Dead. Just it was so big that I didn't know how to wrap my mind around it. And like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Because there was a mission where you, like, really early on, where you save a guy and he says, like, come back in the morning, and I went, I just want to do the next mission. No. And like, he went into sleep, and I couldn't go get him. So I went, all right. And then I just walked into the wilderness, and I never came back. And I just stayed in the wilderness for a couple of hours, and I never came back to the game. Just because it was one of those things where it's like, yeah, wait. I just want to play the game.
I didn't want
to wait. Exactly.
Gotta enjoy the world.
There's so much other stuff to do.
I know, but it was just it came at a time.
Grand Theft Auto games, right?
Not heavily. But as much as I can.
Here we go.
Have you finished a Grand Theft Auto game?
Yeah. I finished 3 and 5.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's one of those.
You made it seem was like, yeah. I played the beginning or a few minutes.
No, but you know how you put aside time. Finally, today's the day I want to play this game.
And you get to it, and it wants to time gate you.
Exactly.
I get that.
That happened with me in BioShock.
But there's so many things. I don't know. My opinion of time gating is different because time gating to me is like in WoW, where like they're literally like, no, come back in a week. And then you can get, like, that's how it takes 52 hours for this upgrade to finish or whatever. Like, there's no. Because I'm pretty sure there's a way to wait in redemption that would let you just wait until morning, or you could just go in a bed and sleep.
That was too much work. I wanted it now.
Yeah.
You're supposed to go to the bar and, like, you know, beat some people up, kill a hooker, you know.
No, I saved a hooker.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant.
The white hat over here.
I agree. Let's move on.
I'm really bummed about the no PC, but it'll come later. Yeah.
I mean, just like, Grand Theft Auto 5, when it was announced, they said, and PC later. And they said they just haven't, in the most recent marketing, said, PC later. So we know what's coming.
Yeah.
They're not going to stick to a season.
I do want to point out that this game is going to be riddled with microtransactions. They've already said that that's the plan. That's how they're going to make money off
of it. Like single player?
Probably not. The online.
Yeah.
The Red Dead Online. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be very much like GTA to the nth degree, because now they're designing this. Because GTA Online wasn't designed to have the shark cards and all that stuff. They added that stuff in later. So now, knowing how all that stuff played out and that they're designing this game to have that in mind, hopefully it's not to the point of it crippling the game. But
yeah, I mean, I think it works for Grand Theft Auto to a certain degree, but there's not as much of a
right.
There's not as much
buy different horses, like
like a blimp or some sort of dirigible.
Yeah.
I don't know. So
we'll see.
I don't necessarily know, but it definitely worked for Grand Theft Auto, and people spend, you know, people blow up their custom cars and go, whatever, I'll just get another shark card so that I can pay my insurance.
But I'll tell you what, Western Battle Royale,
that looks cool.
Sign me up.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo.
Undead Nightmare, sign me up.
Undead Nightmare would be a welcome return. All right, let's move on from the Wild West to Fortnite. There are two big stories came out this past week.
What was that?
I don't know. I'm so exhausted.
It's
been a long the Fortnite leprechaun.
Let's go back to Fortnite.
Superheroes this season.
Let's go back to Fortnite. Who says there can't be another superhero now and again? But they announced the Fortnite Battle Pass, which is essentially I would equate it to a mobile game where you download the free version, but if you pay to take ads away. Where for this you get some exclusive cosmetic items and some exclusive missions, so it's just your version of supporting the game.
Yeah, the Battle Pass is actually pretty cool. I got it last season and again this season. Mm-hmm. It's like $10 essentially.
Yeah, $9.50 in V-Bucks.
And honestly, I made enough V-Bucks leveling up through the system, through the Battle Pass system last season, that this season was completely free for me.
That's sweet.
That's awesome. Which was pretty cool. I don't know. I think it makes Fortnite a more desirable game to play. It gives you more challenges and goals and kind of like, because there really isn't a leveling system. There's no kind of ranking system or anything. You just drop in and you play, which is great. But it's also kind of motivating to be like, all right, cause this much sniper damage, or go to all these different places and you kind of explore a little bit. So I do think that the Battle Pass is a pretty fun feature for people who are casual about the game but interested in it.
Would you recommend it?
I would. I mean, it made me like the game a whole lot more. I wasn't very interested in it, and then, you know, our group kind of went in for the Battle Passes and was like, all right. And then you kind of get into trying to complete these challenges. So it's like, okay, well, we got to play and I got to do all these things. So you start actively playing a little bit more rather than just like, all right, we're all playing. All right, drop in, go.
And I think it's cool because it takes advantage of the idea that regardless, there's going to be one winner, one team, one duo. And it gives the people not only the, hey, I want to win, but like, okay, I'm really far from the circle. There's probably going to be some people coming up. What are these missions? Let me pull out my shotgun and get however X amount of shotgun kills that I need to get to finish this mission. I like it. And especially now after hearing that you just paid for it once, and by buying into the system is rewarding you of being, oh, no, we got you this month. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah, and you earn those V-Bucks through that Battle Pass system. Not regularly, but enough to kind of let you buy some extra skins or cosmetics one day, or save it up for the Battle Pass.
Robbie in chat is saying the generic non-Battle Pass stuff isn't that great. Is that, what is that reference
well,
to?
Well, so if you play the free version, because you still level up, and you still get kind of boons when you hit certain levels, so, you know, but instead of getting full skins or full, like, gliders or backpacks or different pieces to actually change your appearance. It's more like, okay, you got to spray.
Okay, so it's also incentivizing you to upgrade to the battle pass because you get better stuff.
Mm-hmm. So you do get rewarded, but definitely not to the extent of the battle pass, like the paid battle pass.
Okay, all right, I dig that. Alexis, are you playing any Fortnite?
I'm not. No? I didn't really understand what the game was about, to be honest.
So with the free to play is sort of the main moneymaker thing with the battle royale.
Oh, okay.
Have you played any PUBG or any VR games?
Mm-mm,
okay,
no, yeah.
I would recommend, especially since you and Neil each have a PlayStation to play. True. I think it would be fun.
Yeah, because we're trying to find more games to play because we were pretty heavily into Destiny, Overwatch, and I can't even remember what the other game was. Neil probably knows it, but that's usually where we have our like couple game time is where we'll play together on that. But most of the time we haven't really found like a game that him and I can play.
Well, Fortnite's great because you can try it out for free.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah, the battle royale part is free. Steve in the booth would defend the single player.
I think he was the one that suggested it to me first, and then I was like, oh, okay.
Something cool that was announced today is they're doing a crossover with Infinity War.
Wow!
Where it's a limited battle royale mode where in it you can find the Infinity Gauntlet and then do something with it. I presume
you beat Thanos.
Yeah. So I presume. What
you just got? Like, oh my
Talk
god!
Talk to me. What are you laughing about?
I can't wait for this game to die.
Ouch. And yet you also put on the news another game that you're playing getting a VR mode.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with the VR genres or VR modes. I'm just not a fan of Fortnite. I understand why some people like it. I personally don't think the 100-man building arena battle thing is fun.
Mm-hmm.
I also think the freemium thing is getting even more sleazy than it used to be. Part of the whole reason why they've gotten so big is because it's free.
Mm.
But now, like, you see a lot of games that are freemium and you play and you earn stuff, but this idea that you have to pay for a pass where you get some stuff but you still have to play to earn the stuff, and then you can spend more money on your pass to just get the stuff right away, which makes sense to me. I don't know, I'm just not, I keep trying to play the game. It's not for me. I'm just. All right. I'll be ready for it to.
Well, I think this is a great way for people that have been hearing about it. I think it's two of the biggest properties right now in the world coming together, and not too much of. Well, I mean, I guess it is a flipping spoiler. It's a week. Like, is it okay to talk about Infinity War at this point?
Like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks
out.
It's been 10 years coming.
I was about to do it too.
I presume it. You get the gauntlet and you can get rid of half of the playing field.
That's what I was going to assume without even knowing what the game was about.
It seems like probably a logical first step.
Or probably a big like laser beam.
Or
you turn people into bubbles or something.
Or you get like a super strength. Yeah.
Or maybe you can choose a stone to utilize. Like maybe you can teleport to anywhere in the map.
Maybe you can get a gun that has realistic ballistics.
Hey, maybe you can turn back. Maybe you can turn back time.
That would be so
fun. Yeah, well, that's why it's not a new game feature. Event. It's a limited time event.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like adding the 1 in 100 or 1 in 50-ness of it. And then putting this in the middle of it.
They should have made everybody have the gauntlet, and then all the stones are just spread out.
And you have
just
to
fight to collect
like
them.
Yeah,
so each one does something different, and then as you kill someone, you can take them. So this guy's got two.
Interesting.
That'd be cool. Like that makes a lot more sense. Because honestly, how long is it going to be a sustainable, fun game to play when you could drop into the map and the first person who finds it knocks out 50 people?
Yeah.
And you could just keep getting thrown out of the map before you really have a chance to do anything.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do the instant kill half the server, because that would not.
That would suck.
Gameplay wise, not very cool.
Yeah.
Unless they put the effect in it. Like, I think it would, like, we talked about how it would work in teams where, like, half of your team, you're just like, no. And then they cut comms.
I'm not ready.
And everybody gets a new sound emote. I don't want to go.
No! Why? I'm still trying to get over it. Could you not?
Did you see what James Gunn tweeted about what Groot said?
Oh, well, Groot's last
that
word.
Broke me.
Did you see it?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Unless you want to see me cry for the rest of this show.
No, we good. So I think this should be fun. However long it lasts, it'll bring more eyes, and it will whoever comes in just for the Infinity War thing, and then if they're like, hey, I want to keep playing this game, and then they realize that it's not like that at all.
I don't know. I don't think anybody.
Oh, what if you could insta build stuff? Like you pick a nice structure, and there's no time passes, but you can just put up a big brick wall or something.
They introduced a porta fort a few weeks ago.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, it's a little thing you throw and you get a fort.
I'm just loving all the facial expressions coming from
that. All right, we don't
port a fort.
Yeah, we don't have enough time for you to rip into Fortnite.
I'm not saying anything.
Bless you.
Nope, we're moving on.
Do you want to talk about Battle Royale? You put it on here.
I just want to say
there's no news other than a picture of their character dropping in.
They did speak a little bit about how it was going to be a new map. It'll be kind of bigger with Fog of War, so that it's still going to be top down kind of a thing. I'm really curious to see how it's going to play out. I feel like with this game, it actually could be a good mode, a kind of a free for all mode with that last survivor standing person. I think it'll actually fit within that game, but part of me also thinks it's really just to be like, hey, look, we're doing it too. Come look at our game.
We have one too.
By the way, play Battle Right. It's fun.
It's also free.
And they have one of the best freemium plans I've ever seen. You just play the game and they just give you stuff.
Oh,
just
nice.
Here, have this.
So Steam, Battle Right.
Yeah.
Have you given any more thought to what Alexis's game is? Because you said you were going to be thinking about it for the rest of the show.
Just had to check back in.
No, I give up.
All right.
Okay, cool.
Well, we'll tell you after the show.
Definitely tell you.
It is for adults only.
Yeah, no, seriously. If you're going to look it up.
You should do a Let's Play.
I want to so badly, but I also know that I can't. Because it's graphic as F.
You can find a place for it. There are websites that host things for all ages.
I mean, that would be a funny market to put on. True. And I probably know some of those because I've probably worked for them. But at the same time, I know Raina did it for a little bit. But that was through a different thing.
She did it on Twitch.
But she still uploaded it to YouTube. She just censored everything.
Yeah. Hint. Yeah, all right, yeah, so there wasn't too much in the news. If there's anything we missed, just let us know on Twitter. We'll give our Twitters at the end of the show. But I wanted to talk about mostly as an excuse because there's a game that I'm really looking forward to that's coming out next week. Some of our favorite anime games. And in doing this research, I realized that the saturation of anime games didn't really start in America until the PS3 era, because there were a couple of games for PS2. Mm-hmm. There was a Cowboy Bebop game, there was a Lupin the Third game, but there wasn't too much. So Alexis, I wanted to start with you.
Of course.
Oh, somebody guessed it in chat correctly. What makes a good anime game? Is it replicating the look, replicating the feel, making you feel like those characters?
Well, I feel like with me, I'm not super picky about my anime games, but I feel like for me, I like familiarity for mine. Mm-hmm. I love that if it does follow either the manga or the actual anime itself, I think that's great. I mean, I think that's why I like the Persona series so much, is because of the fact that even though I know there's no anime of it, it's in that anime style, and eventually they make an anime of it later.
Yeah, it's that circular.
Yeah, I like that. But I also love taking an anime that has a bunch of fighting in it and making it into a fighting game. That's my dream. So as soon as they were making, Bleach, and then jumping into Naruto, and then DBZ, that's just finally getting to live my childhood of actually wanting to fight these people. Not obviously not in real life, but through my controller.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. It's one of those, for me, I think I look for art. Two, I look for what the point of the game is, and then kind of, is it going to be nostalgic for me, or am I eyes just going to explode from art itself? That's kind of where I put my love for anime games, if that makes any sense.
It does. It totally does.
Yeah.
And we didn't really get the full like we've had anime games for a while. We just didn't know that they were anime games. Yep. There were Fist of the North Star and Dragon Ball games on the original Nintendo, but because we didn't have those here, mm-hmm. they had to call them completely different names.
Yeah.
So they don't really exist. Or sometimes in Japan, like now it's like 1-to-1. We get anime same day as they do in Japan, and then. So now we don't have to wait to like, oh, this is a storyline that hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
And we get to play through it.
Yeah.
Stacey, what do you think makes a good anime game?
So, I mean, when I play games, I'm not necessarily interested in rehashing like the plot line that I already know mm-hmm. or I'm necessarily familiar with. But I do like having that same sense of being in that world. Like the world, mm-hmm. I like the world to be familiar, to kind of feel like I'm slotting in and all the like mechanics of it working the way that it's been introduced.
Right.
But I do like going for original, being able, mostly just being set down in that world and, you know, given free rein. Go ahead. Go be in this world. Yeah. Run around.
Oh, man. We're looking at Budokai 3. Wow.
Memories this, all this alone in the moonlight.
I think this had every single Dragon Ball character that existed in it.
Yeah.
Until they started making new, like, even movie characters. Nate, what about you?
Wow.
Yes. Cool.
I'm not the biggest anime guy. I've got a couple that I'm into. So for me, I don't want to say I'm a purist, but I don't want like just for game story or just for game characters. Mm-hmm. Like I just want what's in the show or the book, and just make it 3D and like make it feel like it's actually from that. And I really enjoyed as like a Naruto fan. When I first got into it, it took me a while before I actually watched through the show, but I still was like interested in the plot. So being able to play through some of the games that were able to like tell me the key, who's important, what are they doing, being able to skip a lot of the filler,
I played
this game way too much.
The one that we're showing right now, this was like my peak. High school Weeboo.
Same.
Where this was a game that was only released in Japan. By the time we got to some of this stuff in America, the Wii was already out.
Yep.
So I had a region unlocker for my GameCube
nice.
To play Japanese games. And this one was Naruto Gekito Ninja Taisen 3.
Yep.
And then I had another one called Bleach GC that had one of the Arrancar in it, like right as the arc was about to start. Mm-hmm. But it was just like, this had four-player battle mode, tag team battle modes, but just really helped me live the life of some of the, or live the fighting style of some of the characters that we would watch on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that I like, of feeling like I'm that character or understanding that character a little bit more. And I'd say, like, the Naruto games, I would say, are equally, if not more popular than like the Dragon Ball Z series. Like there have been, I would say, just if Dragon Ball didn't have more years on Naruto,
I think
they'd be about the same in terms of releases.
But that, Naruto has that advantage of they didn't, by the time they started making Naruto games, they had kind of more figured out what that game would look like because of Dragon Ball painted away. If Dragon Ball came years later, I feel like Dragon Ball might edge it out a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I think it's got a little bit more in terms of characters with movesets and abilities, and that lend itself to a fighting game than mm-hmm. Naruto. But I think the cool thing about Naruto is the way that they were able to incorporate the story arcs, mm-hmm. even within mm-hmm. like the first part, pre-Shippuden into the game. Into the game has worked out really well. And again, it's another one that has a very colorful cast of diverse mm-hmm. characters.
Mm-hmm.
And with the show, there was a lot of them that we would see a little bit of, and not really that much. And then in the books, there was more information about them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the video game was a cool middle ground where you mm-hmm. got to see them in action.
Yeah, I can agree with that. I had a Bleach DS game that had a story mode for every single character, and next to none of it was canon, but it gave you more with those characters.
Right.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah. Alexis, is there a series that you love that doesn't have a game that deserves one?
Oh.
Or one that does have one that deserves a good one.
Well, the bad thing is I really wanted to play the Fullmetal Alchemist games, but...
That's right. Those are also on PS2.
Those are also... Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I never got to play those, but that's something since that anime means so much to me that I would like to be immersed in that world. I don't know what it would look like. I don't know what the games look like, but it would just be interesting to see. I'm trying to think of what else. I think My Hero would be really, really cool.
And we're getting one.
Yeah. Oh, then there you go.
Which I'm super excited about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was just a rumor. I didn't know that was actually confirmed.
No.
So
no,
which makes sense because it's so popular right now. So, yeah. Oh, okay.
Stacey, what about you?
Man, well, so, okay. I was thinking about when I was looking through the games. Little me did not know that there was Inuyasha games.
Oh, my God. There's so
over them.
Many.
It's ridiculous. I would have lost my mind. Just lost it.
So many.
Let's see. Today, though, one that I think would be a really interesting kind of big RPG fighting game, I think Yona of the Dawn would be a really cool series to go into.
Fighting game RPG. So I would say so similar to like Ultimate Ninja, where you have fighting as well as some like 3D moving around. That'd be cool. Mm-hmm.
I have one more, mostly because I'm the worst person. But if anybody remembers Dead or Alive fighting game, they had that volleyball one. There's an anime called Kaijo.
Oh my God.
Or whatever it's called.
Kaijo.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh boy.
I'm
just saying, I know that the anime didn't do well because I think it only got one season, but.
Well, I mean, it was last year, so I think there's just no announcement of a season two yet.
Yeah, but I think because.
Can you tell the people what Keijo is in case they don't know what Keijo is?
It's an anime where women pretty much have to fight, but they can't use their hands or their legs. They use only their butts and their chests.
Yeah.
Like fan service to a deep point and
accurate.
No, that's literally what it is.
Boy.
Trust me, I know what it's about. The people who make that show know what it's about. It's pure fan service, but you know what though? The animation's pretty great, and I love all the characters. But as a person who did play that, because I played all of the Dead or Alive games, all of them,
the fighting games, yeah. And the Extreme Beach Volleyball.
Yep, all of them.
Who's
my mom
fighter?
Asumi, and I can't remember her name with the purple hair. That's her half sister. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was that the one I said? Mm-hmm.
No, that's the one with the Kunoichi.
Okay. I just want to make sure because I haven't played those games in a long time. Ayane? I still have them.
Ayane?
Yeah, I think.
Yes, Ayane. Thank you.
That's my ninja guidance speaking to me.
Nice
boy. Nice. Good job. But yeah, I don't want to talk about the terrible things I went through to get through Ninja Gaiden. But yeah, I played through all of those and I tricked my mom saying like, oh, it's a volleyball simulator game. To teach you how, because I was in a volleyball team. So I was like, it's supposed to teach you how better ways to play volleyball. No. be still my bisexual heart. But I don't know. I thought those games were fun and they were funny and they knew again what they were about with the mechanics of certain parts of our.
So somebody
characters.
Could take the Extreme Beach Volleyball and hack it with Keijo characters.
Yep, straight up.
Because there is. And I know this because I watched a Let's Play of it, even though no shame, whatever. There is a Keijo-style game in 3 where it's two girls on like a floaty raft in a pool, like butt-bumping each other to get them off. So that was a poor choice of words. But yeah, that's fun.
It's a sport, y'all. That's,
it's a
at least in
sport.
That anime, it's a sports anime. awful.
So,
I told you I'm an awful human being.
Nate, you've been sort of pushing the Dragon Ball FighterZ. Is there anything else that you watch now or have watched that you would want to get playable?
Do you remember Rave Master?
I remember Rave Master. There was a game
that
on the GameCube.
That was my jam. Yeah, I never played the game.
Not great.
Yeah. I regretted buying my GameCube, so I kind of put it in a box in my closet and pretended I didn't buy it.
I'm sorry, dude.
I think a Cyborg 009 game would be
that would be
really
rad
cool.
As hell.
I had another one, too, I can't think of. All of those Adult Swim animes, like Cowboy Bebop would make a really cool. That'd
they,
be,
please.
They need a new one because like any of the stuff that came out on PS2, they should just they've remastered how many Dragon Ball games?
We just pretend they're
not. We just got to get it. there's a Samurai Champloo game as well.
Yeah, I didn't know
Trigun
about that
game.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
There is a Trigun game. Yeah. I don't know what it's called, but again, it's old as well. So
we don't acknowledge that.
new
hotness.
Yeah, I agree.
New hotness. Well, speaking of the new hotness, I'll transition because one.
I just want to say real quick, I was talking to my friend about this the other day. like a Shonen Jump mashup, like MOBA or
MOBA would like, be good because they did they tried the cool. fighting game on the DS called Ultimate Jump Superstars or Jump Superstars, and then they did one on PS3 or PS4 like a year or two ago that wasn't that great because the system was just boring. But it was like a 3D fighting arena game one-on-one. It was, the character selection was cool, but it was just kind of lame.
Yeah.
That crossover power though would be ridiculous if they could pull it off.
Mostly because that kind of stuff wouldn't sell in America. Because it's not not as big here, but it does gangbusters in Japan.
I mean, it's not as big, but anime is bigger than it's ever been.
Agreed.
I think totally it's getting bigger.
Like, the fact that news of the My Hero Academia game, mm-hmm. One's Justice, which we've played the trailer for multiple times, but still love because it's one of those things where it's going to look like the show, it's going to feel like the show, it's voiced by all of the same people, it's all of our favorite music. Like, that's going to be one of the ones that feels like the show. So's the upcoming One Piece game, One Piece World Seeker, which is just, you're going around a city that has sort of lost marine control. And it looks like you'll be able to play as most of the Straw Hats. Mm-hmm. And as a big One Piece fan, I can't wait for this to come out. Because mm-hmm. They did the Dynasty Warriors style games, which were fine. Which was just, I get to be a really strong dude and beat up a bunch of people. Which, as the Straw Hat crew, was metal as hell. But this is one of those things that, we finally get to play the anime. This is playing the anime. It's not a fighting game, or this or that. This, I think, is one of the best examples that we have. But all that as
well.
Is it going
to follow the story?
It's a new story written by the creator.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So it's cool, one of those things of expanding the world while not existing on the show.
The show is so long.
The show is so long. I can't
I need
keep
a
up.
Quick playthrough so I could just get the so major much. Story beats.
That's what the Pirate Warriors games are for.
The Dynasty Warriors?
Yeah.
An Attack on Titan?
I can't play
that. There is. I don't want to talk about it because of recent stuff that came out about the creator being a terrible
then
person.
Never mind.
And there is a sequel coming out this year, but I've heard that game is pretty accurate to how it feels like with the 3D movement thing. But one of the ones that I wished had a game because I just wanted to spend more time in the world was the Little Witch Academia game, which is coming out May 14th,
Yay!
May 15th next week.
Okay.
I'm super stoked.
It looks so cute.
Little Witch Academia and the Chamber of Time, you get to play as a lot of the characters that you see from the show.
Sure.
But it also makes me feel similar to the One Piece game. It's we just get to spend more time in this world with these characters, and it's a new story. But since we've spent so much time, we're set.
Is this what the show animation is like?
When it comes back to the 3D, it's pretty damn close.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a 2D show, but they've captured the essence of the characters with really cool animation.
Yeah, it looks just like them. It's
but I am so stoked to play that game.
Yeah.
They're gonna intercut some like show animation with the 3D stuff.
Oh, that's so cool.
Adorable. It's like, adorable and it a lovely wonderful. World. But in getting
back, where's Patrick when I need him?
Patrick's not even an anime guy, for God's sake.
No, I know. That's what I mean.
I'll make him share
somebody
looks.
On my side.
I'll just see myself.
I need you.
Okay.
But some of the other stuff coming out, which has come out in Japan but not in America, is there is the first Boruto game coming out.
I've been waiting for that.
Called Shinobi Striker. It's a 4v4 attack arena game where you just squad up and fight it out.
Dear God.
And then I think I saw you watching this. There's a Black Clover game coming out as well.
Yes. So that was actually going to be one of my suggestions for an anime that would make a really cool game. But so then I saw that it's actually happening.
And it's pretty fresh though. It's pretty recent.
That's so cool.
It kind of took it got a lot of advertising power. Mm-hmm. It got a lot of attention. And it's a pretty cool show, and it would make a really good game.
And here we are.
So I'm pretty excited about this.
Does Afro Samurai have a game?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, that I didn't get to play it.
Xbox 360, PS3.
Oh, that's probably why.
It looked just like the show.
Okay. Yeah, because I remember asking somebody about it, and they're like, I wish. And I didn't realize that it's...
That's one of those ones that I wish was remastered.
Yeah.
It's just...
Oh, is it janky?
No, just because... Well, I guess you can play it on Xbox One, but so that people on PS... Actually, it might be on PlayStation now.
I'll have to look it up.
Because it was
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, it was pretty highly regarded. I mean, it's a hack, and it's people trying to come for the headband.
Because I was thinking of Samurai Champloo, and I was like, wait, didn't we? I thought someone was going to bring up Afro Samurai, and I was like, isn't there a game? Is there not a game? I don't know.
Oh, it's so bloody. Mm.
Well, I mean, come on.
Yeah. That one had an original RZA soundtrack, too.
Oh, sweet.
I wish that was like a pre-order bonus. So it's like, and here's the soundtrack.
But no, just give it to you.
Jerks.
That's okay.
But yeah, I think now that we're in such an anime-heavy inspired culture, and it's more acceptable to watch anime.
I hate that term.
Agreed. I don't like that I had to say it, but that's why.
But yeah, that's why I use the air quotes. I too. People who are listening.
But I think with the permeation of games like Persona 5, where. Mm-hmm. Now people go, oh, there's more. I get to watch a movie, or I get to watch a series, or this, that, and the other thing. I think it's going to be so much more of a malleable area where people go, oh, well, of course there's a game based on
it. Yeah, right. Makes sense.
Well, it's similarly to when we did when we talked about the Final Fantasy 15 series.
Right.
It's like that was such a natural progression, just because the world was written as such to be like, oh yeah, we want more. Anime is the best way to do it. But then the movie was really good, but that was done in the same style 3D animation as the movie or as the game was.
Mm-hmm.
It let us know what you think. Some of your favorite anime games are. We would love to talk to you about them and maybe even play them if they're available to play. But I'm going to be streaming the hell out of this Little Witch game when it comes out next week. So make sure that you're following and subscribing. If you have a Twitch account, which you should, if you have a Amazon Prime account, subscribe to us for free using Twitch Prime. It's super easy.
The button's like right here.
Yeah.
Click the button.
Nailing it. We're working on more ways to improve the channel. We're also talking to Twitch directly and may have some more improvements on that side of things.
Nice. Mr. Twitch.
Excuse me, Mr. and or Mrs. Twitch. We would like to speak to you. But until we speak to you again, Alexis, thank you for joining us
on
this weeb-inspired episode, this weeby journey. We would love to have you back for any other weebiness, or when you finish God of War, we'd like to talk to you about it.
Sure, yeah.
But until then, where can the folks find you? What are you working on?
Oh, man.
Are you doing any podcasts?
Yeah, I am working on a podcast. It's something that Mark is also a part of.
What?
It's called the Nerd Soul Podcast. You can find it at The Nerd Soul or at Nerd Soul, anywhere on all platforms. But you can find me at atores890. That's A-T-O-R-R-E-S 890. If you love Into the Badlands, which is also a really cool martial arts filled awesomeness, check it out in 2 hours. I'm going to be doing the after show right here at AfterBuzz TV.
Nailed it. Hey, Stacey.
Hey, guys. I'm Stacey Shuttles. You can find me all over the web at Stacey Shuttles. I'm also streaming on Inventory Full PT throughout the week.
You just did Far Cry last week.
I did Far Cry. I'll probably do some more Far Cry because I'm going to finish that game.
At some point.
Eventually.
You know, we should do. I've been saying it every week for the past couple of weeks. We should hit up Sea of Thieves again.
Can we please?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let us.
Okay. Hey, Nate.
Hey, that's me. What's up, nerds? Nate Miller here. You can find me on all social media. Dog like Nate. I'll be playing lots of various games this week. Hit me up on Twitter. Maybe we'll play. If you watch Westworld on HBO, aka the best show on TV right now, you can see my after show and not be confused. It's on Sundays at 8. Yeah.
See what happens when I don't interrupt you? He gets a good amount of time.
That's it. No,
thanks,
man. Yeah.
Damn. You can find me on Twitter at Mark Bidonica. I'm working on a whole bunch of things right now. I just did an episode of Collider's Body Slam podcast. If you're a wrestling fan, reviewing Backlash, check that out. I'm going to stream Little Witch when it comes out. I didn't want to anchor myself to streaming God of War because I just want to play through that game.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be like, oh, I'm just going to do it for 2 hours. And I want to be fully immersed in that game. But Mark Bidonica, check out Movie Trivia Schmodown. Check out Geek and Sundry. We just put out a match from the NFG Worldwide Wrestling Federation board game. It's on Geek and Sundry's YouTube page. Check it out. I also am going to do some stuff for them in a little bit. So just follow me on Twitter for more on that. Follow everybody here at InventoryFullPT. Thanks to Popcorn Talk for hosting us. You can follow them at The Popcorn Talk. Thanks to Steve in the booth. And thank you for watching. We'll see you next time.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.